number 5.
Item 5, from the Executive Director of the Milwaukee County War Memorial Center, submitting financial statements. And at our March meeting, this item was withdrawn by the chair, and it's informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Drent, welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Laurie Kildegard is also with me. We have submitted our year-end 2013 year-end financial statement for your review. Some of the highlights are the total receipts for 2013 were $2,045,000. We were over budget in revenues, which is a good thing, by $69,000. 2013 was an upside down year with all the things that were happening with negotiations and shifting of responsibilities. So with that said, though, I'm very proud to say that War Memorial Center, at least we balanced our budget for 2013, and we were very proud of that because I don't think we've ever come in with one that hasn't balanced.
That also happened at the county board level, too.
Well, yeah. It's been a wild ride. So anyway, our business is good at the War Memorial Center. It was good in 2013. We had 798 events. Of which 154, 19%, were either veteran or active military related. So we're looking at a good business model. We're serving our veterans. We're seeing the same thing in reservations that we have for 2014. So I would think that we're going to have a good year revenue-wise unless something really odd happens. So I look forward to reporting to you next year that we balanced another budget. We've recently completed converting our cash basis of accounting over to accrual, so we're going to go totally accrual from now on. And then the first quarter 2014 financial statements will be submitted on an accrual method. And if there's any questions, I'd be pleased to answer.
Good. Questions by committee members? Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning. I'm curious what's going on towards fundraising so far and what the plan is for the rest of the year.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, we are very close to taking our fundraising plan to our full board. We've been working hard at it since the first of the year. We have been doing some quiet fundraising for our courtyard project, and I'm sorry that I can't say, you know, who and what, but we do have some commitments. We need to raise $800,000 before the end of the year, and with some of the commitments that we have and some of the conversations we've had with some foundations, we're very confident that we're going to be able to raise that money. The second part of the fundraising plan will be the future. How we fund raise money to do programming, exhibits. We want to do an education program where we bring school children into the War Memorial, give them a tour, and then actually have them have a veteran speak to them on what it means, you know, what the price is for the freedom that they enjoy. So the plan is getting there. I believe it will be submitted to the board in May, to our board in May.
Thank you. And unless this question would be answered in one of the next items, Mr. Chairman, I'm also curious if the War Memorial expects any negative impacts to current revenue projections based on upcoming construction.
Mr. Grant?
Well, I think I can answer that. We budgeted knowing that September, we're going to shut our doors for outside events on September 3rd. It has impacted our event business a little bit because people like the whole experience at the War Memorial. When they rent Memorial Hall, they still like to go out in the plaza and enjoy the outside while we can. You know, unfortunately, like right now we can't. But so we'll see. There will be a little bit of impact, but I think we've done well. We've already done well so far in parking first quarter. I think we'll be okay, and I think we'll be able to handle that little bit of event loss. I don't think it will affect us much next year in the spring because I think our courtyard project at least will be done in time for the May event season. I believe that Mr. Keegan can talk to this better than I can, but their schedule may prevent us from having some events out on Fitch Plaza, but I think we can deal with that. So I think the way we've been working very hard with Milwaukee County, with the Art Museum, so that once this construction starts, it's very well coordinated. I want to give Mr. High and especially Julie Bastian from Architects and Engineering some kudos because they've been working hard at this. It's some of the work isn't complicated, but putting all the pieces together is. So I think we're going to make it through.
Great to hear. Thank you very much.
Good. Other questions by committee members? Comments? Hearing none, this report is also informational. Mr. Drent, Ms. Kildegard, thank you for your attendance this morning. Item number six.